Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Glad you could join us on this Patriots Day. Beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies. High right around 88 degrees today. Clear skies tonight, low near 55. And then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 87. As I mentioned, today is Patriots Day, the day we will all set aside to remember those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on 9/11. 2001. We've been talking about it all day during the news. I know, Joel, we had a moment of silence earlier today at 8:46 when the first plane struck the World Trade Center. Governor DeWine has ordered all flags be flown at half staff today. And I know folks do whatever, you know, they do to commemorate this day. I know personally at our house, we put the flag out. Mm-hmm. We observe the moment of silence. And I know folks wear red, white, and blue and all that. But it just boggles the mind that was 23 years ago today.
Yeah, I can remember it like it happened yesterday, too. I was working at another radio station and we had a reporter, a Wall Street Journal reporter that was on the air, and just kind of a flip comment, like, I think someone said that a plane just flew into one of the Trade Center towers. And it was just a passing comment, like, I'm not sure I heard what I heard, whatever. And so we all kind of did a double take and then ran up into the newsroom and got there just in time to see the second plane smash into the other tower. And then it was all bets were off. And I mean, just on your heels. And just wide-eyed. I mean, just amazing. And I remember two things very vividly, one of which was driving home. The lines at gas stations were immense, and pricing had ticked up. We were paying, I want to say, like $1.20, something like that, for a gallon of gas back then. But I know there were stations pumping for $1.99. There were stations on the east side that got popped for gouging because they were like $5 and $6 a gallon. And then later that evening, we were standing out at the end of our driveway, my wife and I and our neighbors, and we were just talking, and it was just so quiet. Roads were quiet, sky was quiet, and then all of a sudden this one lone jet went flying overhead, and we're like, well, that's got to be somebody important, because at that point everything mm-hmm. was grounded. I mean, grounded hard. So I don't know, an amazing day in history, and then just all the aftermath and all that came. But the thing that sticks in my brain is those stickers that "these colors don't run." Saw those like flags and people have them on the end of their driveways and fence posts and bumper stickers and all that stuff. I feel like on some level we need to kind of get back to that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of get back to a little national pride and a little, I don't know. It just seems like those moments in time are so fleeting anymore. I just feel like some of that should come back.
Well, and that's what struck me about this presidential debate. I'm like, really? They're doing this on 9/10, the day before 9/11. To me, again, you know, tone deaf. I don't know. I mean, you were talking about the PGA Tour is meeting with the Saudis today in New York to talk about the LIV Tour. Now, yeah. You talk about tone deaf.
I mean, that's just
about as bad as it gets.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I thought of myself all along. I'm like, didn't anybody notice that this was a day before 9/11. Now, and I do believe, and I'm not sure about this, I didn't watch it last night because it was on too late. I don't know if this was originally scheduled, was the date for President Trump and President Biden to debate. I don't know. But still, it doesn't matter to me. Somebody's got to step in and go, we're not doing this on 9/10.
Yeah.
And, you know, the divisiveness, as you mentioned, across the country doesn't seem smart to me to do that the day before 9/11. I just was like, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me, but what do I know? But I, you know, you talked about your experience on 9/11. I worked overnights at the time back at a radio station in Akron, and I had just left the radio station probably around 7:30,
mm-hmm.
got home, and may have had something to eat. I don't know. I just remember I was dead tired. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go into bed because, you know, again, worked overnights. My wife was a nurse. I knew she was going to be getting up later that day to go into work, because she worked overnights as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember laying down, and I'll never forget this. It was like 1:00. She had gotten up and she woke me up immediately, and I thought, well, something's wrong. I mean, mm-hmm. what is happening? Mm-hmm. We had two young boys at the time,
yeah.
5 and 2, and I thought, is something wrong with one of the boys? It should be in school. What is going on? And she says, I think you better get up and turn the TV on. And I said, okay, what's going on? She goes, we're at war. And I was like, what do you mean we're at war? So I got up, I ran downstairs, I put the TV on, and just as the TV was on, I just turned, they were showing the second plane yeah. going into the tower. Mm-hmm. And I didn't didn't even bat an eye. I just went back upstairs, got a shower, and got right back into work, and then worked from like 2:30 that afternoon till 7:30, 8 o'clock the next morning. Never took a break.
Yep.
Just, what do I need to do? The boss at that time says, I need to call here. I need to call here. I need to call here. Call the airport. What are they doing? Let's, you know, start lining things up for all day. And it was, I mean, it was nonstop from the moment I walked in to the moment I went home. And then even driving home, you talked about, you know, that day mm-hmm. being quiet. Mm-hmm. I just remember the same thing, driving home at 8:30 in the morning, hardly anybody on the road, going in. I know people were going into work, but a lot of people had taken off work the following day because you didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And I just remember how the same thing, the eerie quietness around the city of Akron. You're just like, has everything come to a standstill? And I thought, pretty much it has.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, to me, it was just hard to fathom because you didn't give your mind, I don't know about how you work, but, you know, when you're in the moment and you're working, you're working. There's no, you know, okay, I got to take a second to think about what's going on. It's wake one phone call, go to the next phone call, mm-hmm. find this person, help this person. It didn't really hit me until I laid down the next morning. I'm like, oh my God, the World Trade Centers are gone. Then yeah. you see the picture of the Pentagon mm-hmm. and you're thinking, how in the heck can this happen in this country where we're not, you know, prepared for this? And it's just like, and then you start thinking about the loss of life. And then that next night, watching at work, had the national news on and they were talking to somebody who was a financial guy and his entire offices were in Tower One, I believe, lost everybody. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everything just gone. Yeah. I mean, and I just thought, I mean, again, you can't, you think about the folks who died, but then you think about the folks who weren't there for whatever reason, went in late, what I have. I mean, it was surreal.
Yeah. And then all the first responders really came to the fore. I mean, that's when first responders really started to be appreciated in this country because of the, you know, the quick relationship they had to get in, to get things done, to protect people, to quash any fires, to root around and try to find survivors. I mean, the amazing stories of people that get swallowed up in that cloud of dust and asbestos and whatever, and then those stories. And then it was a couple months later, the station I was working for at the time, we actually went to the afternoon show. We went to New York City, toured the site, you know, and the change in New York, you know, the Big Apple at the time had such a bad rap for being so negative and, you know, smelly and the subways were awful and all that stuff. Completely different vibe. Welcome to the city. Everyone's rolling out the red carpet. Glad to see you. What can we do? Tourism, you know, and all those things just in that couple of months. So again, you know, to say it was a devastating day would be a gross understatement, but then the positive effects it had on, you know, how people treated each other and how the country came together and all that. But again, it seems like a lot of that is lost anymore.
It was fleeting. I mean, I mean, maybe a couple months, like you said, and then people just started to go back to their old way of yep. complaining and this, that, and the other. And you're just like, did you not watch what just happened? And again, this was, you know, a month or two prior to before when we sent troops over, and you knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just the beginning of what would now, as you look at it, 23 years later, take over this country. So I'm like, okay, we've got the initial shock of what happened, but there's also going to be a response here, and people are going to lose their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly kind of how things played out. And you saw family members who's had family members going over there, not knowing what was going to happen and, you know, how things were going to play out. But you're right. It just, that sense of nationalism didn't last long enough.
Yeah,
and it didn't.
Agree.
And now you see where we're at today. And will we ever get back to that? God, I hope we never have to have anything like that again. I mean, you know, people always talk about those seminal moments. Well, Pearl Harbor, Kennedy being shot, landing on the moon. Well, for the Challenger space shuttle, for a lot of folks, for my boys, this was and will be the defining moment mm-hmm. of their lives. Mm-hmm. Again, 5 and 2 at that time. We had just had my oldest son's birthday that Sunday.
Yeah.
He was born on September 10th, so we had it that Sunday, his birthday. Not that his birthday was the 10th, but we had everybody over. And then to think, you know, a couple days later, I have to explain to him, the 5-year-old, because at that time he was like, Dad, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 2-year-old just kind of, hey, just let me play with the games and stuff that he got. I didn't worry about it. But for the 5-year-old, it was what is happening here? And you got to sit down, you got to have a talk with them. And, well, we all right, Daddy? What's going to happen? I mean, there's a lot of hard discussions being talked about in across American households.
You're right. You're right.
I mean,
and that's the fallout of that kind of thing. But to see the way things are today, well, hopefully, you know, it's a day of remembrance. I know the governor has asked that people post their flags at half staff. You know, there's going to be other remembrances at the state house and various places around the state. But you just hope that people take the time to remember that sense of national pride again and to say, you know, hey, it's not the USA against the world necessarily, but, you know, on some level it is.
Now it is. Back then, I mean, everybody, I mean, you heard President Bush was talking about, you know, all the folks who called to say, hey, what do we need to do? I mean, it didn't take long to get other countries to say, we'll help you here. Yeah. What needs to happen?
And right.
As it should be. I mean, when something like that happens, and as we know, sadly, it's happened at other parts of the world. I mean, you still have people trying to do things here. I know, you know, we got into the Patriot Act and folks at first were like, yeah, whatever you need to do, do it. And then all of a sudden people are like, well, wait a minute. We gave the government carte blanche to look at everything. What's going on here? So, I mean, waterboarding became a big word in how we dealt with, you know, enemy combatants and all those kind of things. So it's something that changed all of us forever. And most folks will never forget where and what they were doing when those first planes struck those towers in New York. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on this Patriots Day. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, high near 88. Clear tonight, low near 55. And then Thursday, sunny, high near 87. I mean, Joel, the weather the last week and a half, I mean, if it's not picture perfect, I can't help you.
Yeah, I mean, the only complaint is how dry it is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's for farmers, for landscapers, I mean, for gardeners, for anything. But you're right. I mean, when you get this dry air where it's nice and warm, and not overly warm, just nice and warm during the day, and then nice and cool at night, the house cools off, and I mean, just, and it looks like it's going to stretch into early next week. There's talk that maybe Hurricane Francine comes up and rains out near us, but some apps have that, some apps don't. So usually what has happening is what persists. So I'm banking on sunny and 85, sunny and 85, sunny and 85.
Yeah, it's just been beautiful the last few days. It's hard to believe. Here we are in September. We're talking almost 90 degrees. Now, I mean, I know there's the dog days of summer, and I understand there's still a couple weeks until fall hits. But man, oh man, it has just been beautiful. You and I were joking earlier about, hey, have you had to mow the grass? I think I've mowed it once in the last month.
Yeah.
I've
mowed a little bit more. We've gotten a little bit more rain in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, so we haven't gotten much out
there. But lately, it's getting crunchier and crunchier by the day.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about 9/11. If you remember back, it was beautiful that day, too. I mean, beautiful sunny skies, and it just a day that so many folks will never forget. Almost 3,000 people were killed. And, you know, and it is true. I think President Bush, or it might have been Vice President Cheney, I don't remember who said it that day, said, you know, the war on terrorism started in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when those folks on United Flight 93, I think is what it was, you know, stormed the cockpit and were able to take that plane down because it, if I'm not mistaken, that plane was supposed to go to the White House or the Capitol building, one of the two, as it was making its turn. And, you know, folks started to find out what was going on. And those people just went, all right, it's time to act. And, you know, unfortunately, not or fortunately, however you want to look at it, they took that plane down and saved countless other lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people, I think, sometimes forget about that. I've driven by that Shanklesville exit before and have never stopped, but every time I drive by it, I think, and it's only been a couple of times, you think, hey, maybe one of these days I will just stop by and check it out. Now, I've been to the World Trade Center, the new monument they have there, and it's beautiful. I don't know if you've been there since they
put
it. It's chilling. It's unbelievable with the infinity pool and the names all the way around them, and of course, they got the new tower there, but I've been to that, and you talk about silent, you could have heard a pin drop, and this was, 2017 when we went, when I turned 50, the boys took me there to watch a Yankee game, and we made, the trip down there to see it, and I mean, you talk about quiet, you didn't hear a word.
Yeah.
The only thing you heard was them working on the tower.
Yeah.
I mean, because people understand what they're standing on, and it was powerful. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go to New York and see that 9/11 memorial, you'll never be the same. Just to read the names, and then people leave every day, people putting flowers down, and it was just, it gives you chills just thinking about it. I mean, it really does. It was something I'll never forget. It was probably the most reverent experience I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Going there.
That's
so
impressive.
It was something to see and behold. And again, today everybody is hopefully taking a moment or two to remember those folks who passed away. As Joel mentioned, Governor DeWine has asked that flags be flown at half staff until sunset tonight, and there'll be commemorations, especially in New York and Washington and Shanklesville. They'll be going on all day. So
yeah.
I mean, it's turn on the TV. I guess you're going to see quite a bit of it. Now some folks will say, and again, didn't watch any of the debate last night. I'm sure that's going to be front and center of a lot of news coverage today. But
oh yeah,
I don't know.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, my news feed this morning, chock full of who ranked better and who had the biggest burn and who did the best, and the debate is decided, but it's not over yet, mm-hmm. and on and on and on. So that's kind of where we live more now.
Did anybody mention that, hey, this person had some ideas and didn't rip the other person? Was there anything like that yet? Because now, yeah. I will tell you, I will go home and watch it today. I will put it on when I get home and just sit back and watch. I usually like to sit a day later because of these things being on so late for you and I, because
yep.
we get up so early,
yep.
that I will just go home, put it on, and do some stuff around the house and kind of keep it on and listen to what goes on. But I mean, I can't give you any opinion. I haven't read anything about it. I try to wait until I see it. Mm. Then I want to hear read. Wait a minute, I didn't catch that. Did you get that? So it'll be interesting to see. But as I mentioned, how does news do this today? Because, again, you got to be delicate about, you got 9/11, but you have the debate, so you got to make sure folks understand what's going on. But do you really want to see two people standing at a podium yelling and screaming at each other on the day of what is Patriot Day? I mean, I
don't know. My sense is that Patriot Day takes a back seat.
And that's sad.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you on that, but that's my sense. I mean, the rancor and the upset and all that goes with it. I mean, I think people just revel in that. There's been study after study that shows bad news travels faster than good news. And that's what gets people's hackles up. It's what feeds the dopamine in the brain and all those things. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that it's more debate for sure and less remembrance.
And to me, again, that's just a sad statement, but I agree with you 100%. I think, maybe this morning, because of the time that those attacks took place, people remember it in the morning. You remember President Bush sitting there being told by his chief of staff and the look on his face and knowing he had to keep it together because he had the kids there reading the books. So my guess is this morning may be more, because you're going to see a lot of the memorial taking place this morning again with the moment of silence at 8:46, and I know there'll be another one this morning as well. So it's just a day to kind of remember those and remember how good this country can be and try to not get caught up in all that's going on, although it's a 24-hour news cycle, so give it a couple of hours and we'll be right back to what we've seen over the last few months. So
you are correct.
Yep, no doubt about it.